The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. I was dining in the Marker last night. Wonderful wines from Torres and a wonderful dinner cooked by your good self.
It was, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's one of our many wine dinners we do throughout the year, and always a special occasion. And I think you're right. The wines last night from Torres were excellent.
Absolutely great. And the food, absolutely. You surpassed yourself.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, how are you going to surpass that this morning? What have you got?
I'm going with a very classic recipe at this time of year, and I think that everybody should be able to make a crumble, really. It's one of those desserts that I think on a Sunday afternoon, it's not a whole lot of work, but really delivers big on flavour. So it's an apple crumble with a vanilla custard, and it's a little bit of a cheat vanilla custard. So for the crumble part, what you're going to need is 100 grams of plain flour, 75 grams of butter, 50 grams of rolled oats or porridge, 100 grams of demerara, or any brown sugar really, quarter of a teaspoon of cinnamon. I really like cinnamon, that's why it's in there, so if you don't like it, don't put it in. And then 60 grams of walnuts chopped. Again, if you don't like walnuts or if there's a different nut you like, you can add it in, no problem. And then for the apple part, what you need is a kilo of cooking apples or Brambury apples. They kind of hold their texture, and that's why I like to use them. And also they're nice and tart, so they're not too sweet. You're eating it there, so
yeah,
you can
I'm saying nothing.
It's not too sweet, which I kind of like about it. And then couple of tablespoons of caster sugar. I only add them in after I taste the apples, and if it's needed, and a little bit of apple juice, and I'll tell you why you need that in a sec. And then for the vanilla custard, 300 mils of shop bought custard. Of course you can make a creme anglaise if you want to, but I think on a Sunday to make life easy. And then to lift that custard a little bit, 100 grams of lightly whipped cream and a half a teaspoon of vanilla. The one you're tasting there, I actually put a little bit of whiskey in it as well. So again, if you buy the custard, feel free to add vanilla or cinnamon or nutmeg or whiskey or whatever flavour you like. So to make the crumble part, first of all, what you need to do is preheat the oven to 190 degrees. Then I need you to peel the apples, cut them into quarter, remove the cores, and then cut the quarters into half, so you're left with nice sized chunks. While that's happening, I want you to just put a pan on the stove and sprinkle the bottom of the pan with a little bit of sugar, and then you're going to add in your apples. And all we're going to do here is saute the apples in a little bit of sugar just until they start breaking down a little bit. And then if you feel they're starting to catch a little bit, that's where you want to add in a little bit of apple juice. If you don't have apple juice, a splash of water would work perfect. Okay. After you've done that, you'll see it starting to stew down a little bit. And depending on what texture you like in your crumble, if you like your apples really soft, keep cooking. If you like them like I do, where there's a little bit of bite in them, take them off into the bottom of a casserole dish. And then to make your crumble mix, all you need to do is rub the flour and the butter together with the tips of your fingers. Yeah. And what you're looking for is for that mix to start looking like breadcrumbs. When you've achieved that, then you just add in everything else. So you put in your brown sugar, your cinnamon, your oats, and you mix that all loosely together. Try not to press it together at this point because I want it to stay nice and loose. And then literally just tip that in on top of the apples. Don't press it. Don't push it. Literally let it fall on top, because what I want, you don't want it too compact, because I find the heat doesn't get around and it sets. And then all we do, pop it into the oven, like 190 degrees, as I said, for 25-30 minutes. You'll see it starting to bubble away, and that's all she wrote. Bring it to the table, and a couple of bowls, and then lashings of that custard, and I think it's really a perfect dessert on a Sunday afternoon.
Because we expected it to be freezing, you see.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm actually sitting here in a t-shirt. I had to take my jumper on. But it's a dessert that works. Then, you know, you can do it with blackberries or rhubarb, or, you know, it's very, very versatile and really simple one to do.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.